Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 27 January 2020. Top stories for today. The Sultan of Perak, Sultan Nazrin Shah, has consented to Friday prayers as well as general mass prayers and funeral prayers to be held in all mosques and surau in the state with a maximum of 40 congregants starting tomorrow and throughout the movement control order period. Meanwhile, the Kuala Lumpur High Court has fixed February 15 to deliver the judgment on whether former Federal Court Judge Dato Sri Gopal Sriram should be disqualified from prosecuting over Dato Sri Najib Razak's criminal trials for supposedly being biased. Judge Muhammad Zaini Mazlan proposed the date after listening to more than 3 hours of oral submissions by both prosecution and defence lawyers in Najib's second attempt through the criminal courts to disqualify Sriram. The Penang Hindu Endowments Board, PHEB, will be discussing the kind of punishment it will mete out to the Natukote Chettiar Temple for continuing with the annual Silver Chariot procession early this morning, despite the state's firm stance against allowing the prosecution due to the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the chairman P. Ramasamy, the PHEB will be writing to the temple committee to demand an explanation on why action should not be taken against them. The Indian police imposed heavy security and closed several main roads around New Delhi today, a day after farmers went on the rampage in the capital, leaving one person dead and dozens injured. Roads across the New Delhi remained closed. By yesterday evening, police had removed protesters from the fort complex, but a heavy security presence remained today. Myanmar has launched a COVID-19 vaccination program, prioritizing first shots to healthcare staff and volunteer medical workers for AstraZeneca and Oxford University vaccine donated by India. Although the Southeast Asian country managed to contain the number of COVID cases early in the pandemic, but is now fighting a second wave, recording more than 138,000 cases and 3,082 deaths so far. Google is reviving plans to launch its own news website in Australia within weeks as the search giant fights world-first proposed laws on content payments. The launch of the News Showcase product as early as next month is Google's latest tactic in a high-profile campaign against the Australian government's planned legislation to make the company pay local news providers for content that appears in its search engine. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.